Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Come on, kids. Let's go.
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Good morning, it is the Kelly Mano Radio Show coming to you live from my living room, desk, office, somewhere in St. Louis. I'm not telling you where. I've got enough stalkers. But I have a friend here with me today. His name is Christopher Becker, but he just goes by Becker. Say hi, Becker!
Hi, Becker!
You hear a lot of applause for you?
Yeah, whee! Lots of applause. Thank you.
My goodness.
Thank you.
So, Becker, you know, I'm really excited to have you on my show tonight, but I was very hesitant about having you on.
Why is that?
Because I don't know anyone who loves bacon more than you do. And I have my sweet little mini pot-belly pig, Piggy Smalls, who lives here in the house with us. And all I could think about was that you were going to try to take him home in your pocket or something.
When I first saw him, I was just kind of like doing an eyeball and trying to see how many pounds of pork belly or a side of bacon I get. But the thing that you can rest assured is I do love bacon, but the thought of like killing an animal and making it myself. No, I just go to Whole Foods to get my bacon.
Because you are in the middle of this big fitness overhaul. I mean, it's kind of been going on for a while now, but did the new baby really kind of kick it into gear? Did you gain the pregnancy weight with Ashley?
No, not really. Yeah. I lost about 70 pounds a couple of years ago, and then I gained like half of it back. We were actually shooting a destination wedding in Jamaica at an all-inclusive. I was eating like 4 or 5 ice cream cones a day.
Right.
And I knew at the end of this trip, as soon as we got back from Jamaica, I was going to get back on it.
Right.
And so I'm down like 45 pounds since Easter. And
yeah.
And as of this morning, I'm down 80 pounds from my original weight 5 years ago.
Well, you look fantastic.
I feel fantastic. Thank you.
I think Ashley passed this on to you at some point, but you inspired me to lose weight back in, was it 2011 that you came to the shop party?
That's
in 2011 was when you really lost the weight the first time.
Right.
And just seeing you and how you did it inspired me to lose 30 pounds. I've kept most of it off. I've got like 10 pounds that comes and goes because I'm a girl.
We all do. And, you know.
But if you look at a photo of me and you from that shop party all those years ago, and maybe we'll compare it to one that we take tonight,
okay.
You know, today, take a selfie.
Sure.
But yeah. And so don't you have a website? I know you've got challenges that you do and things like that. So what is your website if somebody out there wants to get motivated in the fitness world?
Well, again, so we're down in Jamaica and I just thought, hey, I've never been like a fitness person. I've struggled with my weight my whole life, but
right?
I bought BeckerGetsFit.com.
Yeah.
And I just started blogging and I just started putting up, here's what I'm eating. Here's what I'm doing. This is my little workout. And I'm about a quarter way through a 100-day challenge. We have 55
wow.
people that signed up. The first week between all of us, we lost about 300 pounds.
And don't they have to give you money and they get it back if they lose the weight?
Exactly. So put $100 on the line. And if you slack off, and there's a couple people that are slacking off, and that $100 is going to go to me and to the people who lose the most weight.
Oh, so the pot gets split among the people that lose their goal weight.
So we're having incentives.
And I assume it's done by percentage.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fair.
Yeah, because there's one guy that's like 330 pounds. He's already lost like 30 pounds, and that's a lot of weight to lose in 20 days
or so.
But yeah, it's got to be by percentage. But he's still doing great. We're all doing great, and it's a cool group because we're all just kind of encouraging each other.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, again, when I weighed in this morning, I was down 80 pounds, and I was like, oh my gosh.
That's
like,
amazing.
I think my goal, I want to lose 100 pounds total.
But you can't possibly have much more to lose.
Want me to take off my shirt? Yeah, trust me, I do. And the thing is, here's the thing.
You haven't seen me naked yet. That's what I tell people. They're like, you don't look that chubby. I'm like, you have not seen me naked.
That's what I say.
Yes.
No one's really seen me naked. So, yeah. And no one will until I hit my goal. And well, that was the thing. At the end of this challenge, I am going to post a shirtless selfie. And
yes.
My goal is just because I never thought it would be possible. I want a 6-pack. Just
yeah.
Again, being 300 pounds, I never thought it would be possible.
And the abdominal muscles, those are the hardest ones to train.
You don't need to tell me. So.
The hardest ones to train.
Everyone has abs. They're just under a layer of fat.
They are. And now, we're going to trust you not to Photoshop this photo, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I have the before picture.
Yeah.
The thing is, I timed this 100-day challenge to end 5 years to the day from when I started
okay.
my fitness
okay.
journey. And so it's like, okay, we're going to end up and I'm taking a photo one way or another.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take just a same kind of like selfie.
Cell phone in the same light.
And then yeah. I will have, you know, Ashley shoot like, a studio light.
Are you
going
to, wait. Are you going to do a boudoir session?
I don't know about boudoir session. I'm thinking like more of a Marky Mark Calvin Klein underwear ad.
Oh
black
my God.
And white,
no,
you know.
Please do the tidy whiteys on the couch like George Costanza.
Oh yeah. I would pay
a lot of money for that. Yeah. You should have done it before. Photo in the tidy whiteys.
No one ever needs to see that.
Do a boudoir session is like girls do boudoir section, right. But this is like sexy photo shoots and we joke that guys do boudoir sessions. So well, good for you.
Thank you.
You know, we didn't talk a little bit. I mean, we need to visit this about how we met and how I know you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes a lot into where you are right now.
Your fault that I'm in St.
Louis. You owe me like $1 million.
Pretty much.
You were shooting Gorgeous Brides in California with supermodels, mm-hmm. and now you are here with Brides with Back Fat in the Arch. So, woohoo!
I still shoot in California. And I shoot all over the world. I shot an awesome New York City wedding. I actually been shooting in St. Louis.
That New York wedding that you shot, that bride's dress was just amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it. So, yeah. No, you're not just in St. Louis. And not all the St. Louis brides got back fat. I know that. So just stop your hate email now. So Becker is and was... you know, this big wig photographer in California. Okay, so you're famous in the photography world. We've got these, I guess the term a couple years ago was like rock star photographers. That kind of, you know, kind of became cheesy after a while.
Yeah, I was never a fan of that term.
No, and so I've been a photographer in St. Louis for going on 12 years now. Mm-hmm. I'm known for bringing people together because when I started 12 years ago, I didn't have a lot of friends in the business. So I started hosting these little get-togethers called shop parties. And they were, the very first one had, I think, 18 people. And we would hire a model and we would go out and shoot. And then people loved them. So then I did a couple more. And then one night, like laying in bed, I think I was, you know, pregnant with like my second or third baby. And I thought, you know, I was so jealous that I could never go to all these workshops in California and meet all these famous photographers. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have one right here. I'll mm-hmm. just do it myself. You know, no experience. I had never even been to a photography workshop, but I'm like, dude, what the hell? So I started one. My first year I brought in Jasmine Starr
mm-hmm.
and the second year I brought in you.
Yep.
And so when I contacted Becker and said, hey, I want you to come be a speaker at this big event I'm doing, one of the first things you said to me was, I'm in, but you have to schedule it during a Cardinals homestand.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, so I'm a huge baseball fan, and yeah. I've been to most of the stadiums. Well, actually, just about half the stadiums. But again, I'd never been to Busch.
Yeah.
And I was actually, growing up, I was always a Cardinals fan because they played the Braves a lot, and they were on TBS. And that was the,
right.
You know, we got the Angels and Dodgers out in Southern California. But, like, I watched a lot of Cardinal games, and I loved Vince Coleman and Willie McGee and Ozzie, of course.
So you know, like, the old school 80s Cardinals.
I can name, like, the 85 lineup. Tommy Herr, you know, Terry Pendleton.
Oh, I was in love with Tommy Herr.
So Jack Clark. I mean, all the guys. Kendo in that funky catching stance. So I was definitely, I think I was a bigger Cardinals fan back then than I am now. But now definitely like the Cardinals. We're going to the playoff game next week. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, we just clenched. Is it clenched or cinched?
Clenched.
Clenched, like clench your butt cheeks?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So the Cardinals clenched.
Their butt
cheeks.
And
who are we playing this this week?
We're going to be playing the winner of the Cubs and the Pirates. We'll be playing
I can't wait to play
game.
The Cubs. So you know, like the Cubs and the Cardinals have hated each other for years.
For sure.
And the Cubs have been this terrible, terrible team. I'm excited to see the Cubs make this run. I really am. I don't want them to win. I mean, I want to beat them.
Right.
But good for the Cubbies.
Yeah, sure.
You know, good for the Cubbies. Good for the Cubbies. Harry Carey is a happy guy in his grave right now.
Yep.
And so I bring you in for this photography conference. You insist that it's during a Cardinals homestand. So we work that out. And after the conference, you're like, hey, I'm going to this baseball game tomorrow, Kelly. Why don't you come hang with me at this baseball game? And we were standing there with a group of girls. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And I'm like, you know what? I've still got two little kids at home and Rocky's got preschool. I don't think I can make it.
Mm-hmm.
And to my left was this adorable, beautiful, new budding photographer named Ashley, who looked over at you and said, I'll go with you. And I remember at that moment, I thought, this is trouble. You know, because I think you were in a relationship at the time.
I was.
And the Cardinals game was as innocent as it could be because you invited everyone.
Right.
Yeah, you're like, hey, if anybody wants to come, did you go to the game or did you hang out at a bar and watch the game?
No, we ended up, we had, you know, because I used to have that B school. I had an online school for photographers. And so we had a get together at the Hyatt Hotel downtown.
Okay.
And
yep.
So about 10 people showed up for happy hour. Mm-hmm. We did it at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
And so, you know, people, I've known Dan Watkins forever and a bunch of photographers from St. Louis show up at this thing.
Yeah.
And then again, I was going to the game by myself if I had to.
Regardless.
I was going for sure because
yes.
I, you know, again, I stayed an extra day. And so, but I was like, you know, oh, Ashley, yeah, if you said you want to go, you should definitely go with me. Don't make me go alone. That would be cool. And then a couple of the other guys were kind of on the fence. And I was kind of trying to, like, talk them out of,
like,
hey, guys, I'm going to get really expensive seats. Like, I ain't seen no cheap seats. So if you want to go, you're going to sit behind the plate with us and spend 80 or 90 bucks for a ticket. And so they all kind of, oh, yeah, I got kids. It's, you know, it's a school night.
Yeah.
And so we ended up just going to this game and pretty much been in love with her ever since then. So.
That is amazing. And I will never forget her looking over going, I can go with you, Becker. Like, and I just knew at that moment it was something special. So tell everybody where you and Ashley are today. How many years later? What is it? Four years later?
It's been about 4 years and stuff. And so, you know, we kind of got together right after that, just because, again, I couldn't stop thinking about her. And so went home, ended my relationship, all that stuff. It was kind of some drama and stuff. Ashley and I did the long distance thing for a while. She moved out to California the next summer.
Yeah.
That didn't work out. She was in California for about 5 weeks, and then she drove her butt home to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And she said she put me on a timeout for like 18 months. I didn't talk to her.
Yeah.
And then I saw her last March at a photography conference in Vegas. And I just said, hey, give me 5 minutes so I can apologize and just
Let's just to get closure.
Yeah, that's what it really was. I was like, I really wanted some closure. And I felt like we had a really mature adult conversation and I felt good about it. And I was like, okay, we're done. And it was like a clean break. Okay, going on with my life. And then the next day it was like, I just texted her and I said, do you want to grab a late lunch? and she wrote back because it was, I wanted to catch up. I wanted to hear from her. You know, she had in the time that we weren't together, she had won like St. Louis Photographer for the year. And I wanted to congratulate her and catch up. So we went over to the Bellagio and we had this lunch and you could be like 10 minutes into this lunch. You could just tell like the tension. We were still totally in love.
Yes.
And so
she told me she was sitting across from you and like you guys were talking about stuff and all she could think of was, I'm totally still in love with you.
Yeah.
Like your whole conversation.
Yeah. So it was really, you could cut the tension with a knife and it was crazy. And so I went home and it was like, and I was also in a relationship, but this time I just
Becker
like, this time,
heartbreaking.
This time again,
booty shaking.
No drama. I just like said, hey, listen, I'm still in love with Ashley and I'm going to make that work. And so again, Ashley, to her credit, was like, well, hey, I'm not moving back to California to put a ring on it. And so I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm like, I'm like, this is how much I love you and how serious I am about getting back together. I will move to St. Louis for you.
Which is insane.
And people all the time go, you lived in Southern California? You moved to St. Louis?
You should have seen the group texts that were going around when you, like, all of the photographers were like, dude, Becker just moved to St. Louis. They're like, what?
Yeah.
It's hard to take a girl out of the Midwest.
Yeah, well, again, it's crazy. Her family's here. And the thing is, I've been here for a little over a year now, and I actually really like it. You know, I know it sounds crazy.
Really?
But I've actually really enjoyed this city.
Yeah.
I love our little neighborhood now. You know, and we're having a good time. There's definitely some differences, and you know, I didn't really like the winter too much.
Oh, just wait! You got so much more coming.
And this last summer didn't seem like it was that bad.
It was mild. Wait till next summer.
I know. So anyway, whatever. We're having fun. We've got a baby girl. She's 4 months.
That's
old.
That's what I was waiting to hear.
Yes.
About.
So yeah, thank you.
I really wanted you to name her Kelly Shot Party Becker.
That
was the second choice. Okay, so what did you guys end up naming her?
Her name is Audrey Taylor, after both of our grandmothers.
And how old is she now?
She's 18 and a half weeks.
You guys just had a doctor checkup, right?
Yes.
She's a big girl.
She is a big girl.
So tell, what was her percentile?
She was 98th in height and 95th in weight and 90th in head circumference. So she's got a big head like her dad.
She is adorable.
Thank you.
And I want to let you know that all of my babies were super fat babies. Lucy looked like she ate another baby. Like Libby Lou waddled out at 9 pounds 3 weeks early. So,
Wow.
and my children's heads don't even fit on the doctor's chart usually. usually it's kind of like, here's the line, there's the Mano babies. So she is beautiful. She is perfect. And I take full responsibility for her. Look, I have her picture up right over there.
Oh, I see that. I saw that.
Yeah.
When I walked in. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I've got kind of a board in my office of, you know, my photography friends. And when I got her newborn announcement, I thought, well, she's part of the crew now. So she belongs up there.
She's your fault. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go, Kelly. Well, I love you and Ashley together. I love baby Audrey. I'm so excited for you to hang out and host the Kelly Mano Show with me. We are going to go to break, but we will be right back. You're listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on. Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
So, Becker, have you been seeing my amazing hip-hop dance videos I've been posting on Facebook?
I have, and Ashley's been saying that she wants to join you because she wants to learn how to do that.
Are
stuff,
you, so. Like, so impressed that I'm, like, a black girl on the inside and a white girl on the outside?
I think it's amazing how you move your body like that.
I mean,
that.
Seriously, I've had three babies. I'm still shaking it. So people ask me all the time, where do I take my adult hip-hop dance class? And it is at Just Dancing West in St. Peters, Missouri. Our next routine starts this week. And our routine is sick. It's to Dr. Dre's The Next Episode.
Oh, nice.
So there is time to sign up right now. You can go to justdancingwest.com or you can give the studio a call at 636-922-0222 if you want to come and hang out with me and do hip-hop. Now, if you are not into the hip-hop dancing, they also specialize in dancing for weddings. So, Becker, you and I have seen a lot of very awkward bride and groom dances.
Yes.
If you want to bring a little more sophistication to your first dance, or if you want something fun choreographed with your, you know, father-daughter dance or your mother-son dance or the whole wedding party, Lucy can do that for you as well. Now, I'm playing Thriller in the background because they have a special night coming up, and it's a one-night-only thing. They are going to be teaching a class to learn the dance routine to this song, Thriller.
That
How
is
fun
awesome.
Is that going to be? It is going to be on Wednesday night, October 28th, from 7 to 8:15 p.m., and it is only $10 a person. Bring the kids. Kids 5 and under are free. So if you've ever wanted to check out Just Dancing West, this would be a great time. It would be a great girls' night, you know, to go and learn the Thriller dance. So www.justdancingwest.com or give Lucy a call at 636-922-0222. Becker, what is that number again?
That is 636-922-0222.
Thank you so much. You know what this song also reminds me of? Walking around St. Louis at night.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. So there's a lot of debate lately about the state of St. Louis. I try to keep this show light. This mm-hmm. is not a serious show. We don't do politics. We don't do things like that. But I would have to say that the story that's bothered me in the news the most this week is the guy that was shot at the Cardinals game. Do you know this story?
I do know the story, yes.
So tell me if I've got it right. Him and his wife, girlfriend, go to a Cardinals game, and they're leaving. And right there on Walnut outside the stadium, they're held up.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the bad guys...
He gave up his wallet, yep.
Wallet, purse, everything. Did mm-hmm. exactly what he was supposed to do and then was running away, and the thug continued to then shoot him in the back.
Yes.
And from what I understand, even then once he was on the ground, shot, came up and went through his pockets and made sure that nothing else, you know, that he wasn't missing anything.
Wow.
So how do you feel, Becker, as far as safety in downtown St. Louis? Because you and I... you know, we're in downtown a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in downtown a lot. I mean, the hip thing in St. Louis the last couple years is take a reception venue and drop it in the middle of the ghetto.
Yeah.
I don't know how that became a thing, but it is.
Well, when I moved here, you know, Ashley was living in a loft downtown. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of parts about it that were really cool. Like, we could walk to Cardinal games. I walked to 3 Ram games last
right,
year.
Right, right, right.
I walked to...
this is my mom. Hang
uh-oh,
on.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Mom. Oh, hey, I'm doing my radio show, so can I call you back?
Oh, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, love you, bye. Sorry, if I don't answer the phone, she'll think I'm dead.
Okay, yeah, well, but, yeah. We don't want that.
She's one of those moms that panic if I don't answer.
I bet. Yeah, let's not have that.
All right, so go on. So when you first moved here, you loved it.
Yeah, walking to Lumiere Place, playing poker, whatever. And I, again, there were many times where I'd walk home from the casino at midnight or later, and, you know, about 20 blocks, we were up on 16th Street, and I never really felt unsafe.
Yeah.
But then again, I didn't run into too many people on the street and stuff like that. And so I also grew up in probably the safest neighborhood in America. Mission Viejo is always on the top five safest cities in the country of over 100,000 people.
So you never like looked over your shoulder getting gas in California. Never. Because when I walk out to my car in any parking lot, I'm looking behind me. I'm looking under my car.
When I got gas sometimes in St. Louis, I'd leave the car running and I'd run into the mini mart and grab a drink or a pack of gum or something. And
oh,
my car
wait,
would be running.
In California. Yeah, you would, and nobody would steal your car?
No, not
that's
where we live.
That's amazing.
We're in Orange County. It's like the land of milk and honey. It's awesome there.
You must really love Ashley.
Well, yeah, I certainly do.
Oh, and so I think, how long were you here before you found a dead body in the street?
Well, you know, it's crazy. Well, I was here about 2 months before the whole Ferguson thing happened. And then
so you moved at a bad time.
Yeah. We were going to her uncle's house on Christmas Eve on December 24th, and we lived right about a block away from a 7-Eleven, which I went to every day because I had a Diet Dr. Pepper addiction.
Is that the one downtown?
Yeah, right on. Oh, yeah. It's on a 17th and Pine.
That's an interesting 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and so I went there every day, and they kind of got to know me. I always brought exact change because I didn't want to have to wait for them to count change and stuff like that. And so whatever, I just
trying not to get shot.
Get my beverage, and. You know, I always, you know, the funny thing is I'd bring exact change and that's all I'd bring. I wouldn't bring my wallet. I wouldn't bring extra money. I wouldn't bring my phone half the time. So whatever. I just went over there, got my drink. But we were going to her uncle's house on Christmas Eve and it was a long drive. And so I said, babe, I need a soda before we go. And we drove up and there was a body laying in the street and we were kind of freaking out. And I was like, maybe we should call 911 because no one else did. And
it wasn't moving.
No. And so, as we got closer, we saw that there was just a pool of blood. And it turns out later that there were 18 rounds fired. Mm-hmm. This kid was shot 4 times. Yeah. And it was just, it was crazy to see him lying there dead with his eyes open. It was so creepy. And
ooh.
And I never experienced that in Southern California. And so that was like, okay, we have to move out of downtown.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we were already planning on moving, but that was kind of like, we started up in the search right away. So.
Yeah, no, my assistant and I were shooting a wedding downtown this weekend. I felt extremely uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I know that makes a lot of people mad because right now is when we're all supposed to be singing Kumbaya and we love St. Louis and let's support it. And I'm like, no, I'm going to get my family as far away as I can right now, because right now St. Louis is in a bad spot. And myself and my assistant were standing on the corner of the reception venue. And this guy walked by and said, I was very, very thankful he walked by. He said, "You girls don't belong here." And Sarah, who was the one that was out there, said, "What do you mean?" He said, you don't belong out here with all that equipment and that phone. This is not the right neighborhood. You need to go over there." And so, you know, Sarah's like, "Let's go over here by this, you know, parking guard." I'm like, "Oh, the one in the smart car." I'm like, "Honey, I'm more armed than him. So let's go somewhere else." And I don't know what the answer is, because 5 years ago, I would have said triple the police force. That would have been the answer. But now there's so much tension. Would that make it worse?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what the answer is. And gosh, after that shooting in Oregon this last week, and it's just crazy how Facebook blows up and you got half the people that are like guns need to be banned. And then everyone else is like, good luck taking my guns. And
right,
it's like,
right, right. And I just stay out of it.
I stay out of it too. And I'm kind of neutral. Like I don't own a gun. Yeah. I'm not anti-gun.
Yeah.
I pretty much don't own a gun. Cause sometimes I get road rage and I might actually shoot somebody.
Yeah.
And that just because they,
right.
Let me just say, people do drive really bad here in Missouri compared to Southern California.
Yeah, they do.
Now again, it's kind of drives me nuts. Now that I'm a father, and especially my baby's in the car, I promise you I have my hands at 10 and 2 and I'm a really good safe driver.
And you get so mad when at people driving like an idiot.
Yeah. But I just don't even let it bother me. If my baby's in the car, it's like, I don't care. But if I'm driving by myself, I kind of drive a lot faster than normal. And,
yeah.
But if people drive here, just like they got nowhere to go and they're just like, and it drives me nuts.
No, I have a gun. I have one gun and I have my conceal and carry permit. I am far, far from a gun nut.
Yeah.
I am a gun owner that is willing to do anything I can to make it safer to own a gun in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. If we need to do more background checks or make people jump through more hoops, you know, so I guess I'm kind of in the middle too, even though I'm a gun owner, I'm right in the middle that something has to happen. And Mayor Slay, you know, I love Mayor Slay, but he's, you know, the Blues and Cardinals are all that St. Louis has left. And if people are getting shot at Cardinal games, they're going to stop going. Period. My mom is an usher at the stadium, and he can't let us lose that. So I don't know what the answer is. I just, you know, I'm rooting for St. Louis. I want it to make a turnaround so bad. And my friend Jen Henneberry, who is the least eloquent person I have known in my life. I think you might know Jen. She did photography for a while. She's kind of backsliding. She's not a very eloquent person, but she said something the other day on Facebook that made a lot of sense. She said, there are two camps of people out there. You are either a piece of shit or you are not. There is no other race, class, religion, or gender that separates us more than whether or not you're a piece of shit.
That's awesome.
Is that not, can we get some applause for that? Is that not brilliant? Because, you know, I feel like she's 100% right. I feel like, let's spitball it and say 20% of the population are pieces of shit. And that includes white people, black people, any race. That includes police officers. 20% of you are pieces of shit. And the other 80% of us are sitting here with our arms up going, what the hell's wrong with you people?
I don't even think it's 20%, but again, it's
see, just, you haven't been here long enough.
Well, okay, yeah.
You have not been. I thought I was being generous.
Okay, okay. I just, again, you go back to a Seinfeld, like, most of the population, undateable, but, you know, I think there's just a handful of people that just ruin it for everybody else. And
they do, and so maybe it's 15%. I say 20.
Okay.
But you know what? I do. I miss the old St. Louis. I want the old St. Louis to come back because... you know, there was a time when I guess it was about 12 years ago, you know, in my early 20s. I mean, I was drunk on the landing for like 2 years straight. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Gary, you're probably old enough to remember. Do you remember the old like Banana Joe's days? And
well, I've heard things you got to remember. I'm another person that's not a native St. Louisan, but, you know, I've heard stuff from my wife.
Yeah. No, St. Louis was amazing. And I was on the landing all the time and never felt safe. I was also very drunk, so that may have had something to do with it. Speaking of drunk, Becker. Okay. I have a police report to read you, and I'm going to try to get through without laughing because I think that this is probably the best story I've ever read in my life. So there is a, you know, when you get in trouble for drinking and driving too much, they put one of those straws, in your car.
For the ignition, yeah.
And you have to blow in it to start your car, right? It's pretty clever, right?
I think so.
And I'm not a big drinker. But this man was so creative that I'm not even mad at him. He was charged on September 26, 2015, of abuse of an animal, drunken and reckless driving in Camp Pendleton, San Diego. The police report reads, male Navy enlisted first class petty officer exited a bar intoxicated and attempted to drive a POV equipped with a breathalyzer interlock system. The suspect was too intoxicated to successfully start the vehicle, so he went into the park where he captured a raccoon rummaging in the trash receptacle. The individual utilized the raccoon to blow into the interlock system successfully. But the raccoon became unconscious from being squeezed and was discarded onto the passenger floorboard of the vehicle. So I guess he somehow caught the raccoon and put its mouth on the thing and then squeezed in its belly. So he discarded the, I guess he thought he killed it, the passed out raccoon on the floorboard until a short time later when the raccoon regained consciousness and began to attack the suspect while driving, causing the vehicle to crash into a residential fence. The suspect sustained numerous scratches and bite marks to the hands, face, stomach, and arms. I'm so impressed I'm not even mad at him.
It's so unbelievable because raccoons are mean little critters. I can't even believe he caught it in the first place.
That's the thing. You know, it makes me doubt the validity of the story. There's a lot of fake stories out there these days. I couldn't catch a raccoon sober because we have them we have them in our trash can all the time.
Sure.
But to have the wherewithal to catch the raccoon, use it for the breathalyzer, good for the raccoon for fighting back because F you, drunk guy, you shouldn't be drinking and driving.
And good for the raccoon for not being drunk. He was sober. So, you know, you got a designated raccoon.
He could have accidentally picked a drunk raccoon.
That would have been bad.
And then he would have been screwed. Now, Becker, you don't strike me as a gigantic drinker, but you have to, there's got to be... I mean, what is the stupidest thing you've ever done drunk?
Well, I told you earlier that you won't believe it, but I've actually never been drunk.
Wait a minute! Are you kidding me?
Nice. I do not drink.
I thought you were going to come with this crazy story of like...
No, I just told you you wouldn't believe my story.
I don't believe your story. Well, the funny thing is I don't drink either. Maybe on my birthday.
I don't drink. I mean, don't drink.
Like, never.
Never. Like, I had a sip of champagne on my 21st birthday on an Air France flight.
Yeah,
and then one time in Mexico, I had a little fruity drink with some Malibu rum on a destination wedding years ago. And I just...
Yeah.
That was okay because it was like, I just don't like the taste of alcohol. And the crazy thing, my dad worked for Coors growing up. So we had so much beer in my garage and I used to sell it all the time. My dad never really noticed that a bunch of beer was missing and I used to sell beer to all my friends.
Oh my gosh.
But I never ever drank it.
That's I totally thought you were coming in here with this great wasted story.
Sorry.
And I'm pretty boring too because I mean, I don't drink. I just, you know, I will celebrate like on my birthday or something. And so for my 30th birthday party, we had a karaoke party at this bar and I had my mom and dad come over and babysit the kids. And I said, you guys can plan on spending the night. Cause they live over in Illinois. I said, we're closing the bar down. I'm getting nuts tonight. I never ever drink. So I'm going all out. So we had all of our friends and family there. And, I had three drinks and they were Tom Collins, which I think has vodka in it.
Okay.
And they called my name to come do karaoke. I got up and did a drunken, horrible rendition of Bobby McGee, went into the bathroom, barfed my guts up, and my husband brought me home at 9 o'clock at night and put me to bed.
Oh, wow.
I missed the rest of my 30th birthday party because they had to put me to bed. And not only that, but I had to do the walk of shame by my parents at 9 o'clock at night, who I told, I'm like, we're shutting it down. Okay, you guys bring your sleeping bags. And so here comes Jimmy walking me through the living room. And my parents are like, what happened? And Jimmy's like, she had three drinks and threw it up. And I left my own 30th birthday party. Hopefully my friends had a good time.
At least there wasn't a raccoon involved.
There's no raccoon involved.
There might have been. She wasn't there.
I don't remember anything else. I just remember waking up and being so mad that I missed my own 30th birthday party. So... maybe my 40th, we will do something a little more boring. We'll see. All right, we're gonna be back. Becca, are you in for some more?
Absolutely.
You doing good?
Loving it.
I have a big giveaway. The Blues Wives were here last week, and I have some cool stuff to give away. So if you are a fan of the St. Louis Blues, stick around. I've got a cool giveaway. Coming up next, you are listening to the Kelly Manor Radio Show.
Mano Show.
The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
TikTok, you don't stop. To the TikTok, you don't stop. To the TikTok, you don't stop. To the TikTok, you don't stop.
Becker.
What's up?
What do you think of my awesome tan?
Thank you. Look, you got good olive skin going here.
I know, right? People think it's because I'm Italian.
I thought you were Italian.
I'm not.
What are you?
I married an Italian.
Oh, okay.
No. I am Italian looking because I go to Tan Envy in St. Peter's. Tan Envy in St. Peter's is without a doubt the place you want to go to keep your summer tan going into fall and winter. They offer four different levels of UV tanning, and they have the Versa spray tanning and red light therapy beds. Now, I use the Versa spray tan. Let me just say, if you have not had a spray tan in the last 10 years, they have come a long way. My first spray tan experience, I ended up looking like Michael Jackson with vitiligo. that does not, and these Versa beds are so expensive, and not everybody has them. But Tan Envy and St. Peter's do. And they also have four different levels of UV beds. Take some time out of your busy week and treat yourself to this amazing deal. They've got a BOGO deal going on right now. Buy one, get one. And tanning really does make you feel better in the winter. It kind of warms up your skin. And as my great friend Steve Shannon always said, tan fat looks better than pale fat. Can we get an amen?
That sounds good.
Yes, tan fat looks better than pale fat. You get a tan, you instantly lose 10 pounds. Tan Envy is located at 1104 Jung Station in St. Peter's. And if you mention you heard about them on the Kelly Mano Show, they will give you a bonus. They never told me what that bonus is. Huh. That kind of worries me.
Yeah.
You can give them a call at 636-447-3553. You can also go to kellymano.com later today, and there will be a link to Tan Envy. Becker, what is that number again?
It is 636-447-3553.
You do that so well.
Oh, thank you.
Are you sure you are a photographer and not a radio guy?
I'm thinking, though, because I'm going to take that topless photo in December, and it'll be cold here, so I might have to get my tan on before I post my topless
selfie.
Well,
you'll have to go to Tan Envy. Because
check them out.
They will totally and completely hook you up. I have to give a shout out, like a way overdue shout out, to a sweet little girl named Abby Criley. I say little girl. She's a teenager. She came up to me at the ice rink and was like, Kelly Mano, I love your show. And I get so excited when people come up and tell me that they listen to the show, because it's kind of my baby. I've been working on this for a long time in my head. It's finally here. And so I started the show on August 18th, and I did it right here with my husband. And I'll go ahead and say it, because I haven't really talked about how many people listen to the show, because I don't know. Some people are going to think it's a good number and some people aren't.
Right.
But my first show had 1,400 listeners, which I thought was crazy for a podcast. Okay. So I go to bed after my first show, wake up, and I see that I have 1,400, you know, listeners, which was amazing. And then I see that Facebook had auto generated a page for me called the Kelly Mano Show.
Right.
Now, they had done this to me in photography as well. And I completely ignored it. I tried to get it shut down. Mm-hmm. And they created a Kelly Mano Photography Facebook page. And I said, can you take this down? I don't want a business page. And they wouldn't let me. So when I woke up and realized that this had happened with my radio show, I nearly ripped my hair out. And my husband, who works in PR and knows a lot about social media, said, this is what happens when you drive 14 people to another website from Facebook.
Right.
The Facebook robots say, oh, why is Kelly Mano sending all of these people to this other website? Oh, it's because she's got a business. And then they create a business page for you. Now, did they do that with you in photography? Because you don't have a Becker Photography page.
Technically, I do. No one knows about it, and I don't use it because I just, again, I was the same thing with you. I didn't want to have to do that.
Nope.
I had a separate photography page for the B School and some of my other ventures, but like, so I still use my personal Facebook page for my photography business, which they could shut down at any time because technically I'm not using it just for personal stuff. And
I don't have any photos on my Kelly Mano photography page, and it never hurt me a bit to not have a business page for my photography. I didn't need it because I am my brand.
Right.
Not everybody can say that, but I'm what you see is what you get. So I have no problem posting photography stuff or stuff about my kids on my regular page. My husband talked me into, Kelly, go ahead and just put some pictures up on the business page on Facebook. Let's see what happens. And so I did. And guess what happened? They start billing you.
Right.
They like, so if I post something on my Kelly Mano Facebook page, the Kelly Mano Show, they're like, oh, your post just reached 30 people.
Right. Right.
But if you want to reach 3,400 people, you pay us $30.
Right.
And I'm just irate because I am not a big business.
Right.
Yes, I am getting paid from my sponsors. That's what happens. But I also have to pay Gary back there a little bit. I'm paying Gary. I had to pay for my equipment. I am paying for my SoundCloud account, my soundboard that I use. It's not like I am sliding around on my millions like Scrooge McDuck.
Right.
And so it's not fair. And so you come along the other day on Instagram and say what?
Well, I thought, like, you know, Instagram, I've loved Instagram, but I suggest that they should come up with an Instagram Pro account for those who would like to pay for it just to get a few added perks and privileges for Instagram.
And then I want to stab you in the face.
I know. You got mad.
I got really mad.
I understand. But my point is, the only thing I hate about Instagram is what people do is, because Instagram doesn't let you copy the photos. You can't save them from your phone or the computer.
Yep.
And so wedding coordinators and other people will just screen cap the photo. And then they'll just repost it.
Yeah.
And it
looks kind of ugly.
It looks crappy. It gets, every time that happens, it gets less and less quality. It just gets degraded. And so I thought, God, I would pay $5 a month if they would just have it so, like on Twitter, you could have a retweet.
Right.
So like just retweet that would be awesome.
Yes.
Because again, I want to control my, I want my images to look as good as possible.
Correct.
And again, you mentioned that dress, that New York City bride, her dress, Haley Page was the designer. Haley Page copied the photo.
Yeah.
put it on her Instagram account. God bless her. She at least gave me credit. Right. So, and I picked up a few new followers.
More than some
people
do.
Some people don't even do that.
Yes.
But when I looked at it on her page, I was like, oh my gosh, it's all pixely and it doesn't look very good. And there's like 4,000 likes. You know, mine got a couple hundred. Hers got 4,000 or so. And so I was like, God, I would pay $5 a month to Instagram just so I can control my images. And then the other thing that I know you didn't like was Instagram, you're not allowed to put a live link in there.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, but I wish I could. So I could say, hey, look, here's this great shoot that I just did. If you'd like to see more, just click this link.
And then it becomes Facebook.
I know, but then, but as you have the power to unfollow people, if they keep spamming you, or if you follow people that keep linking to stuff that you don't want to see, you just hit unfollow.
Okay, so Instagram, if you don't have both, Instagram is like a cozy little couch, okay? And Facebook is like a cafeteria table at a mental institution, okay?
That's great.
So back in the day on Facebook, you know, 10 years ago, I could go on there and see, oh, look, there's my friend's kid's picture. Oh, look, there's a funny story about what they ate for breakfast. Oh, look, it was personal. Now, here's what I see on Facebook. Cat video, quiz about what color is your aura, buy my body wraps. I mean, like, there's nothing personal left about Facebook. Right. It has jumped the shark. It is done. I hate it, but I'm a slave to it because I own a business. Right. And now, so what Facebook has started doing is, if I try to promote the Kelly Mano show on my regular Kelly Mano page, it's hiding it. People who I have been friends with and interacting for years can't see it. But I tried a trick. I thought, what if I just post something on Facebook without a link? Mm-hmm. Without a link, without a photo. Do I still have the same followers? Because when I usually put something out on Facebook, it gets a lot of attention. Okay, I'm not trying to be popular on Facebook. I'm not trying to be the cool kid at the mental hospital cafeteria. I'm trying to run a business, though. Mm-hmm. And so I posted like, hey, ladies, have you ever upgraded your wedding ring? Like something like that. No link, no photos. It had like 118 comments in 3 hours. So Facebook is selecting.
Well, again, I think
what
a lot of
people see.
I think it depends on, again, what the content is. Like when you shared your video for the first for your first show and you did that hilarious
when I drug around the banana. Did you see the banana on my front porch?
I did not see it.
It's out there because it's leaking, and the kids won't let me throw it away. And so people are like, "Why is there a giant banana on your front porch?"
Fair enough.
I drug it around town and busted a hole in it. But go ahead.
Well, I'm saying like you posted an awesome video that people liked, and when you post. Bottom line is, you post cool shit and people share it.
Exactly.
And the more it gets liked and seen and commented on it, then Facebook shows it to more people because they think it's good content. It really, I don't think, has anything to do with links or whatever. But now what happens is now you're on, this is what, the 8th Kelly Mano show? So
yes.
When you post, hey, another show, it's not super new to people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, oh, it's just that again. So they're not as willing to share it, like it, or comment on
it.
Where when it was brand new, it was like, congrats, you go, girl.
Right.
So that's the thing. Facebook, again, I used to, again, I had the same thing. I had over 5,000 Facebook friends.
Yes.
They can't be at 5,000. I had a couple thousand pending requests.
Right.
I posted the other day that I just started unfriending people on their birthdays.
You are an a-hole.
No, because I figured...
You have no soul.
No, well, I figured...
How do you sleep at night?
They're getting so much love from other people.
They're so excited that this famous photographer is their friend on Facebook, and then on their birthday, you give them the boot.
The crazy thing is that post got over 400 likes and over 100 comments because some people were like, what a great idea. Because I figure everyone's getting so much love on their birthday, they won't notice if I slip out. And it's not like you get a notice that said, Becker's no longer your friend.
Listen, my birthday is coming up in December, and I'm going to wake up the next morning, and I'm going to, okay.
I would never
unfriend
you.
I'm in the bubble. I'm in the bubble.
I would never unfriend you.
So when I started doing this show, I kind of, you know, got this catchphrase going. If you love the show, share the show.
Yes.
Because organic shares on Facebook is the number one way to spread the word of the show without me. You know what? I need a billboard.
That's it.
I should get a billboard. Jimmy!
I have an idea. We'll talk.
No. Couldn't you see my big face on a billboard?
Oh, no. I have an even bigger idea.
Are you going to make me live on a billboard?
No.
Jimmy.
I was going to do that, but...
Hey, how much is a billboard? I want a billboard. I hate Facebook. I want a billboard.
Well, it's like $2,000 a month with like a 3-month commitment.
Okay. What if we just do 1 month and then stop paying them and then they just take it down?
Okay.
Because we can pay, we can get a little out of savings, right?
No.
What if we get a billboard in a really bad part of town? Is it cheaper?
Probably.
Well.
Depends on how much traffic's driving by.
Okay. I want a billboard.
Here. Let's do it more Kelly Mano style.
What?
Build a billboard. A billboard, okay? Like
with a hammer and a nail?
I mean, buy yourself a big sign, and in the middle of the night, we will drive somewhere and climb up on something very high and nail it to something.
Or buy a drone and just fly it around over the Cardinal game.
Excellent, excellent idea.
Go. That won't get you in any trouble.
Wait a minute, yeah. But will the drone, like, carry a picture of my face?
The drone will probably go about 30 feet above the ground, so I don't know how many people...
Wait
no,
a minute.
There's airspace things. Becker was kidding.
So you're saying we should print something the size of the billboard and just go cover someone's up one night.
That's an option.
That's part amazing.
You do, part of it, yeah. Yeah, you got to be gorilla with it, you know?
That's why I married you.
I know, right?
Is that not the best idea you've ever heard?
Hey, real quick, I did see there's a billboard on I-70 for Snapchat, and it's just the Snapchat logo,
yeah.
And it says nothing else. And the thing is, you'd only know it's a Snapchat logo if you already have Snapchat. So I'm like, what is this ad for? I don't get it.
Is Snapchat still just for teenagers to send porn, or is that more popular now?
It's just for dick pics. Yeah, pretty much.
It used to be. I heard it's different. I deleted my account because too many dick pics.
Well, if you'd stop sending them, then it wouldn't be a problem.
Hey, there is a billboard on Highway 40. Speaking of...
Oh, okay. The dick to dick one.
Yeah, there is a billboard on 40. I don't know if you've seen this. It says Dick to Dick LLC. And there... It has maybe a website, but no other context.
It
as
just
to
says
what that
dick to dick counseling or something.
Something like that. And it's some guy in California he's made these videos on how to be like a bigger asshole at work.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical. I've watched them, but there's no, and this is the only billboard he's bought. He's based in California. And
okay.
He bought a billboard in the middle of St. Louis.
Here's what I need. I need a sign company to contact me, and I'm willing to pay for it, but I need a company that makes gigantic signs. If you know somebody who operates a sign company, they need to email me, heykelly@kellymano.com, and like, hey, I can make you a... How big are billboards?
That was lovely belch there, Kelly Mano.
That was Gary.
Oh, okay.
Gary.
Dang it.
I don't know the sizes. We can find that out easily.
Is there a ladder to climb up those?
Yes, but you have to... The ladder part starts like 20-something feet in the air.
Let's make Gary do it.
Yeah, we'll make Gary do it. No, but you can do the old. I mean, you can sew some bed sheets together, get some spray paint, and go really.
No, I want my face on a billboard. I've always wanted to be on a billboard.
What if you just paint it on the side of your minivan and drive around town with that?
Oh, that's listen. I already have to take my last name off my van because it's getting creepy. Oh. I will not put anything more on my car that says who I am. Okay. So we're gonna have a billboard. Either we're gonna go gorilla and hang it up in the middle of the night. Or we're going to legit buy one, like in the hood, because it's cheaper. One or the other. Okay.
On the east side.
So I said I have a giveaway. I have a giveaway. I have a St. Louis Blues giveaway. And all you have to do is share the show. That's all I want you guys to do is go on Facebook and say something nice about the show. Don't just share the link because sometimes the attachment doesn't show up. So go on Facebook and say, hey, I listened to the Kelly Mano show today. You can either tell people what your favorite segment was or what your favorite segment in the past is or give me an idea of what I should do. So go on Facebook, be like, hey, listen to the Kelly Mano show. Here's a link to her awesome show she did today with Becker, and I am going to draw a Blues prize pack. So I have an autographed puck by Steve Ott. I have an autographed 5x7 by Ryan Reeves, and I did have an autographed pet bandana from David Backus, but then I gave it to these people who took my rescue dog. But instead, I have, last week Rocky was on the show and he asked the players a bunch of questions, and David Backus actually filled his out. Oh, nice. And it's really cute with all of his stuff there. And if you happen to have a dog, I'm sure I can talk to his wife and get you a bandana as well. So if you want to win the St. Louis Blues prize pack, all you have to do is share the link to this show on Facebook, tell people that you love listening to the Kelly Mano podcast, and I will draw a winner on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. How does that sound? Look at my schedule. Do I have anything on Tuesday?
No, I think you're good.
Oh, that's Rocky's birthday. That's okay. I'll have Rocky draw it. It'll be a lot of fun.
That's his birthday present.
Okay, we have so much more fun coming up next. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
So let's take a ride with the breath.
So It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I'm here with my co-host, Becker. Say hey.
What's happening?
I'm giving a shout out to my best friend in the whole world, my maid of honor. It was her birthday over the weekend. And DeBrat was our favorite rapper ever. So I was playing that for her. And we grew up in a little school over in Illinois. And we had about 7 black kids in our school. But Julie and I were obsessed with rap music. And so there was this really sweet kid named Dante in her driver's ed class. And every time we needed to figure out what a rap lyric said, because we didn't have Google, I'd be like, hey, ask Dante what they say in the beginning of DeBrat. And so in the beginning of this song, she says, baptized in the funk. Did you guys know what she said?
True.
Well, okay.
I know it because of where I grew up.
And I was getting ready to say, our next guest, the No Limit Honky, had the opposite problem at his school. Everybody give it up for Honky!
Yeah.
Now, so the No Limit Honky is here. We just call him Honky. My kids call That's him right. Uncle Honky. Old Stephen DC listeners know exactly who you are. You need no introduction. But yeah, so you grew up, you got the name Honky because you were the only white kid in your school.
That's true. Out of a class of 336, I want to say, there was like maybe 40 white kids in my graduating class.
And you were like the crazy comedian.
That's right.
And so who gave you the nickname Honky?
Well, it came, so everyone could remember. And by the way, I need to tell you this, Kelly. I don't know if you realize this or not, but we're all listening to DeBrat.
Yes.
DeBrat tat tat tat.
On that motherfucker.
Oh.
Stop.
Going back.
I'm sorry. It's instinct. If I know the rest of the lyric, it's like a sneeze that won't come out.
You need to just do it.
Okay, go on.
Well, in 2000... I want to say 7 or 8, I hosted the BET Screen Stars tour in addition to a thing I was doing with ABC Family. And DeBrat was there. And to me, it was the coolest thing ever. Because I was like, yo, I grew up listening to you, DeBrat. And she's like, Honky, you're crazy. True story, my old MySpace page probably has a photo of us together.
Like, if I ever meet DeBrat, I'm going to walk up to her and go, I know every single word to your album. Like, literally beginning to end. The Funkified one. I mean, that we burned like a hole in that CD.
It was a good CD.
And so people call you Honky, but what is your name before that?
All right. Well,
you have so many names.
All right. So my legal name is Gerald. On my IMDb page, and like my kids found out because I teach high school and college now.
Yeah.
A lot of my students will find out, you know, what my real name is.
Right.
It's Gerald.
Yeah.
All right. I've never gone by that. I'm Gerald Jr. My dad's Jerry Sr. When I was little, they called me Baby Jerry. So BJ,
which turned
is what
into
I go
BJ.
By. Correct. So in high school, No Limit Soldiers was out.
Right.
My Master P, all that
say,
kind of
stuff. Oh.
So that was right. And I figured since
No.
I would have had it ready if I knew you were gonna bring up Master P, but go ahead.
Well, that was my way of fitting in, was being the No Limit Honky. There was no limits to what this honky
would
do.
Right.
And I would beatbox and stuff in the lunchroom.
And so eventually he got hired as the stunt man for a morning radio show. Becker didn't grow up here, but for Stephen DC. So Honky was on the show for years and years and years. He was a stunt guy. One of our most famous episodes was when we sent you to the gynecologist.
Oh my God.
So can you just give us like the 60-second version of what that stunt entailed?
Absolutely.
And my husband's coming in now because he's the one who took you.
Absolutely.
That played an important part in that too.
It was a critical moment in my career, Kelly.
Yeah.
So it worked like this. Basically, I wasn't allowed to have any play into what was going to happen. So Jim would always call me the night before and say,
guess what you're doing? You're sucking a cow's udder in the morning.
Sometimes he would even tell me that. But like in that case, when I sucked the cow's teeth, he said, come tomorrow, dress like a farmer. He didn't say what I was doing. So that way I couldn't set it up.
Right.
So he said, I need you to narrate from like your toes to your ears.
Shave all your body hair from the ears down.
So I did. And then I remember you said you were going to have some female clothes for me to wear. I believe it was maybe your aunt's dress or something.
You were the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life.
I was referred to as a tall Carol Burnett.
If you ever pull a Bruce Jenner and do a transition, it will be a train wreck.
You know, I've been practicing in heels, so.
Please stay a boy.
I'll try to.
So the thing was, we sent you to the gynecologist for swelling and,
Yep.
What was it?
A small growth.
And it was
and,
a.
and some discharge.
And this
some,
was like a this was like a downtown clinic, okay? And so your name was Melissa at the time.
Melissa Harrison.
Which was like
right.
your girlfriend or yep. your ex-girlfriend.
That was my ex-girlfriend at the time.
And so we're live with him. He's got a piece in his ear. He's got a cell phone taped to his back.
That's back when they were clamshell phones, you know. Yeah. So they taped it to my back so that it wouldn't hang up.
And so you get in the room and you get in the stirrups, and the first thing that happens was you lay back and it hung up the phone.
Can we just point out the fact that I made it this far before they even, I mean, before anyone was like,
oh, well, he went through this rigorous testing. I mean, and questions. They were asking him all sorts of things, and he stayed in character as a woman, answered all of the questions.
Had a growth
except for my voice.
And so the phone gets disconnected. Did you have to, like, jump out of the stirrups? How did you get reconnected? Do you remember?
That's when I squealed into the parking lot and, like, ran in there.
We made it all the way to the exam. She lifted up the thing and she said,
"Wait, I know exactly what." Go ahead,
sir. You have a penis.
She said, "You have a penis, son." That was the exact words that came out of her mouth. So live on the air, she lifts up his thing. She says, "You have a penis, son."
I was terrified, not because it was an awkward situation, but because I was thinking, I'm going to get arrested and I'm going to be wearing a hospital gown. And I'm going to be arrested. My parents are going to see me in this situation.
That would have not been the first time you got arrested.
No, it would not be.
We got him arrested quite a bit. As a matter of fact, Honky and I almost got sued. I mean, we were really close to getting sued by Paramount Pictures. I'm going to play a little bit of a clip here. Jimmy, if I play it from here, will it work? It'll work. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I don't know if you've ever, Becker, do you know that I was on the Dr. Phil show?
I did know that. Yes.
Okay. Well, this is the guy I was on with. So I'm just going to play like a tiny bit of this, and I'll post it on my website later today.
Today on Dr. Phil, these people have to be the center of attention. You're an attention addict?
Absolutely not. No way.
I just want him to grow up.
Sometimes I do tone it down for Kelly.
Should I change who I am?
Let's take a vote, shall we? Coming up. Yeah.
I call myself the No Limit Honky because there's like no limits to what I'll do.
Will you kiss me on the cheek?
Oh, a flower for you.
Honky has a car that he calls the Honky Mobile, and he's got a horn that makes all these different noises. He will do anything to get attention.
Spin me.
I'm always making a fool of myself. I want to be spontaneous. I just want you to know that I love you more than this guy right here. Outgoing. See you later, loser. Outrageous.
That's really funny.
Honky just doesn't have a line that he draws between funny and just being crude.
I lick people's hands.
Oh, my God.
Mostly women. I might scream in the middle of nowhere. I might yell stupid things at people. Just whatever pops in my head, I'll do it.
Oh, there's more to that clip. But so that was, at the time, I was one of the producers for CVNDC, and our job was to come up with these, like, crazy ideas. And I thought, and we had worked with Dr. Phil a couple years prior, and he was a gigantic a-hole. He made my husband's life a living hell.
Literally called me every day.
Uh-huh.
To complain about Stephen DC.
Yes.
And called them every name in the book.
Uh-huh.
And I protected them and did not tell them because we were bringing Dr. Phil in to host a big event in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed the event to happen like perfectly well.
Right.
I did
so
not
you took all the yelling from Dr. Phil instead.
Every day.
Yes. And Stephen DC didn't like him either. And so time went on and I thought, what if I remember sitting in the office at Stephen DC going, what if we prank Dr. Phil? And so I went on his website, and I literally looked for what he's looking for right now. Yeah. Like they're casting, like, somebody let the pig in. So
my ex-girlfriend's here.
So they said, we are casting, you know, people whose friendships are about to end, and Dr. Phil needs to save your friendship or your relationship. So
beautiful.
I sent in this big story about how, you know, Honky and I had been best friends, and we grew up together, and how, you know, my relationships are jeopardized by his behavior. So we go to the show. They film us around L.A. for a couple days. They have no idea that we're with this morning radio show.
No.
And they have no idea that none of this is true and that we did not grow up together and that I don't give a crap that you bark at people or lick people's hands.
Thank God they didn't have Google back then. I mean, I guess they probably did, but it wasn't.
They had it. And if they would have just Googled Kelly Sumter, they would have seen that I was the producer for the radio show that Dr. Phil hated. And so before, like, Jimmy and I were sitting at dinner on a Thursday night at Ameristar Casino, and I got a phone call from the producer saying, we have a flight for you and BJ in the morning. And it was like no notice. And I'm like, oh my God, we're really doing this. And so, you know, fast forward to we're sitting on the stage and da na na, like the lights hit.
Do you remember that they found out they wouldn't let me sit on the stage? All the other guests, I almost said contestants.
Guests.
So all the other guests were able to sit on the stage,
but not
and he
honky.
Did a 101 because they found out that I was going to hump his leg. I was going to.
They had like security there. So you know, we do the entire show and keep a straight face, and you know, the show ends, we fly home, and I guess it was like 2 months later that it aired. And so we told the audience, everybody watch Dr. Phil today. And everybody knew Honky and I, so everybody, you know, we knew it was a joke. We came on the air the next day, we trashed Dr. Phil and said his staff sucks, his shows suck, they're fake, they don't check anything.
He does seem like a dick.
He is a dick.
Yeah.
And so we made him look so stupid. And then all of a sudden, here come lawsuit paperwork from Paramount Pictures. And the names on the top were Kelly Sumter and Gerald
Joseph Lang Jr.
So we ended up, I think that the lawyers and Emmis had to get involved.
Yep.
And I think that the agreement was that the show would never air again and we would never speak of it again on the air. And as long as that happened, then there would be no lawsuit.
God bless YouTube.
So let's hope they're not listening right now. I will post the Dr. Phil clip on KellyManno.com later today. But Honky's in for a little bit of a different reason.
Yeah.
You're the only person who I know that has as crazy as a life as the Manos do. I see online a couple months ago that you joined the Air Force.
Yeah.
How old are you?
35, going on 12.
Who joins the Air Force at 35?
Someone who's always wanted to serve and...
And finally decided
to. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's an honor to serve. It really is.
So are you in there with a bunch of 18-year-olds?
Yes.
Yeah?
There's quite a few. I am one of... In my flight, mm-hmm. So I graduated with like 54 people in my flight. I'm the second oldest that graduated in
my
flight.
But I bet they love you.
Oh, they.
Uncle Honky.
Yeah. I had to change a few things about myself, you know, and kind of learn.
Right.
But
because I can't imagine you going through like a boot camp and taking anything seriously.
It was hard. I mean, I got so many stories, but. It was hard for me.
Right.
But remember that ultimately, I'm an actor. That's my background.
This is
all I've ever wanted to do was act. So I'm just acting.
You're just pretending to be a boot camp. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of fun, though. I've always wanted to serve. For the last 9 years, I served in Civil Air Patrol, the Air Force Auxiliary. I'm also a pilot.
Yeah, you've always had a passion for aviation.
Yes. And
well, good for us people in our 30s, you know, who just wake up one day and say, I'm going to start a radio show.
Right.
Or they wake up one day and say, I'm going to go in the Air Force.
True.
You know, there needs to be like a therapy for people in their 30s who haven't grown up yet.
I'm going to tell you exactly what that is.
Yeah.
And that's called improvisation.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, is my heart and soul.
Is your specialty.
You know. That's my thing.
Yeah.
So I'm a reservist in the Air Force.
Yeah.
I'm an Air Force reservist. So
okay.
This is just a part-time job for me. It's just something I want to do on the side. And here's what a lot of the younger folks in the Air Force don't understand. When they talk to me and they finally find out what I do, and the word got out after a few weeks,
right.
Like what my background is and some of the TV shows and movies and stuff.
Right.
They were like, why are you here? They all say that to me.
Yeah.
And what I say is, well, I didn't join because I wanted the money. I didn't join because I need the benefits like the Screen Actors Guild. I have a pension with them. I have benefits through the union for acting and stuff.
Yeah.
And I joined because I always wanted to serve. I mean, honestly speaking, I make less money in the military than when I'm home and when I'm teaching and stuff.
Right.
So this is just my way of giving back, and I've always wanted to serve.
Good. And so I guess it was about... a week and a half ago, that I'm on Facebook. I actually had Lucy at an audition because she has the same St. Louis agent as you.
Holy moly.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting at an audition. Lucy's getting ready to go in. And I look down at my phone and I see a post from your brother, I believe it was, who said, you guys, we need some emergency prayers because BJ's just been wheeled in for emergency surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you went to the hospital with some like... sorry, some swelling.
Yeah, that was my dick falling over right there. That was that noise you guys just heard.
Stop saying that. We have never said that word so many times on this show. So you're having, don't mind the child in the room. So you go in the hospital.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what happened. So right now I'm currently in my medic training at Fort Sam Houston.
Okay.
To be an Air Force medic.
Yep.
I'm in my third mod is what we call it. So mm-hmm. about a third of the way through the first part of EMT training. It's kind of hard to describe. Basically, I've been there for about 4 weeks or so. On a Wednesday, this was last Wednesday, I went in to get an ultrasound because I had an enlarged left testicle.
How big?
You know, I'm just going to give you something to look at.
What is, are, well, you, not pulling, that, are not you pulling that, your not pants
that,
down?
No, no, no,
keep
not
your
that.
Pants on.
Look, your son's walking on the room. No, no, no.
You scared my
not
dog.
That.
Hey,
not that, not that.
Becker, will you shut
I'm
that door?
I brought
I've already seen a picture
no,
of
no,
your
no.
balls.
No, 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 no,
what
no.
are you getting out? No, no. It's in a bag.
Just, hold on. Just hang on.
Oh, is this your ball?
No, this is. I wish. They wouldn't let me have it.
That was the first thing Rocky asked, was did they let him keep his ball?
You know I ask. You know me. You know I ask. This is the ultrasound paperwork, okay, from the hospital. I just want you to read to your listeners.
Oh my God.
I underlined it for you.
Are there pictures of your balls on here? Because I've already seen those.
Well, people tell me I got big balls because of what I do. But
the right testicle appears to be unremarkable.
No. Now look above that for the size.
Oh, the size of an orange. Oh my goodness.
The size of a small orange, it said. Now that's incorrect.
Okay.
Let's be honest. Like, that would be a little bit crazy. But, you know, your normal size is, I don't know, but your normal size is like this.
They called your testicle unremarkable.
I know. I don't know whether it's a compliment or an insult.
I don't either. The testicle measures 4.7 by 2.0. Oh, they measured it. Okay.
Yeah, with the ultrasound, they're able to measure it.
Yeah, okay.
So basically, your normal one's like this. Mine was about a third the size larger.
Did you just wake up one morning and find it, or was it gradual?
No, it was very gradual, or I would have known immediately to say something. So this was like, I don't know. It was towards the end of my basic training. I was like, man, like, I'm finally able to. First of all, we were so busy. Like, you know, it's very fast to take showers. You know, so like, you don't really get time. Like, you know. So when it wasn't like one day I was like, holy crap, I got nuts. You know, I was figuring it out over time. Like, wow, this thing's getting a little bit bigger. And then I went and I asked permission to go to the clinic, and one thing led to another. So on Wednesday, ultrasound. On Thursday, I'm in class, and two officers come to the door, and they go like this. And like wave me in.
Yeah.
Okay. That's scary because I didn't know what they were doing. So at first I'm like, sir, ma'am, am I in trouble? Like, did I offend someone? Did I do something wrong? And they're like, oh, no, this is medical. Well, my stepmom is going through chemo right now. So I thought, oh my God, my stepmom, you know, there's a complication, which scared me. And then they said, no, we're escorting you to the medical center. So I went to the medical center, went to urology. Within an hour, they said, that needs to be removed. That, you know, which scared me because I'm there by myself. You know,
you don't have family.
No, haven't told anyone anything yet. This is kind of the abbreviated point, but it happened so fast. So Thursday they said they wanted to do it immediately. And I'm like, can I please have a couple hours? Just go back to school, get my books, get my phone, call my parents, blah, blah, blah.
To prepare.
Entered into the hospital, admitted into the hospital, 5 o'clock on Thursday night. And Friday morning I was under
anesthesia,
and it got done. Now, I had never had surgery before. I had never been under anesthesia. That was a whole nother experience.
Right.
My commander came in Friday after the surgery was over.
Right.
And apparently I cried in front of him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he said, why are you crying? And I'm like, sir, are you going to discharge me and all this stuff? And he said, no, not at all. And I don't remember this at all. This is all, my mom has video of it. And then I tried to like sit up at attention when he came in, you know, but
in your
hospital bed. Yeah, I'm high as a kite.
Good job.
And on, towards the end of our conversation with him, I asked, cause he's a nurse. I said, sir, do you think I'm going to be able to get a prosthetic? And he was like, oh yeah, sure. They normally do that. And maybe it was in my mind because the doctor did mention at some point I could get a prosthetic. Obviously, if the listeners aren't gathering this yet, my left nut got removed. So I asked about a prosthetic, and he said yes. And I said, do you think maybe they can get... Now, remember, this is my commander. So I was high as a kite, and I had to apologize for saying this to him the next day.
Yeah.
My mom goes, do you realize you said, do you think I can get one with like a glow light in it so I could like squeeze it and the light will come on so I can have a glow sack.
Like a glow worm that we had when we were kids.
You that way I can see what I'm doing.
All I know is that, you know, I get the text that Honky is sick and that it could be cancer, and I'm just devastated because when somebody you love so much is so far away and hurting, it killed me. So I texted Jimmy right away, and then the next person I texted was Dan Duffy.
Yep.
He's a former Stephen DC member, testicle cancer survivor. I said, Dan, here it is, go, you know, and so I was really, really worried all day, and I kept checking Facebook for updates, and it was probably, I guess, later that afternoon, the first time I heard from you was my phone went off, and it was this text from Honky saying, everything is great, I'm half as nuts as I used to be, and here's a picture of my scrotum, and so it was like, literally, I'm like, everything is fine, you know, and so, and I sat my kids down. They know what cancer is. I talked to them for a long time. I said, you know, Honky's really sick. We're going to pray for him tonight, and we're going to, you know, make sure that we get, you know, that God takes good care of him. And are you still awaiting results?
I'm still waiting results. I'll find out on Friday. So here in just a couple of days, I go back to my base on Wednesday, and on Friday is my follow-up.
And
but I got to tell you, and so the listeners have a little bit more information, that I feel really good about it because my CT scan, my lymph nodes look good. My blood work looks good. So
your lymph nodes look good?
Yes.
And so it looks like you caught this really early.
Yes.
At least all signs point to that right now.
Assuming it's even... Remember, they don't even know if it's cancer. So the first thing I'm like, first of all, can I have kids? Secondly, can I get a second opinion? Do you need to do this? Like, producer Gary is like, what?
Did they talk to you about having kids in the future?
A little bit. Kelly, I didn't have a ton of time to ask questions.
Right.
Yes, you do have time. And I wrote down questions like when I was sitting there in my hotel bed, you know, like, but there's so much stuff you think about afterwards that you don't know about. Like, how is this going to affect me sexually? How is this going to affect my partner? How is the pain going to be? Yeah. I didn't realize where they do the incision. You know,
have you?
Which
well,
is amazing,
I,
by
I
the
saw
way.
The it's incision.
So it doesn't, you know, it's just to the left, you know. It's interesting.
So is your, never mind, I'm not going to ask a question.
Kelly,
have you thought about freezing your sperm?
Kelly, what do you want to know?
No, are you going to freeze your sperm?
Probably.
You know, you.
I don't know. I probably. Maybe, I want to have kids. You know, I want to have kids. I'm the biggest kid ever.
Maybe we could get a turkey baster. I could be your surrogate.
Yeah.
We would have a cute baby.
We sure would.
We'd have to run it by Jimmy.
No.
I hope that you freeze your sperm. I mean, we've got space in the fridge.
All right. Just put me up there by those Eggos.
Were you already in my freezer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I saw you had Go-Gurt in there, too.
The Go-Gurt's for the pig.
Oh.
He gets a nighttime snack of Go-Gurt's.
I need a nighttime snack.
Well, Honky, I want to say thank you for stopping by. We love you, and the Manos are going to keep praying for you that this is not cancer and that it was just a little, you know, testicle spectacle.
This is true. And I want to tell all your listeners, should they be out in L.A.,
yeah,
they can come watch me at the Second City and Improv Olympic. I get back from my training in March.
Yep.
So come out and watch some shows. That's what I teach at Second City.
You
want to
plug
your?
Do you have like a website or a blog?
I do.
Or you got all kinds of crap. Start plugging.
BJLange.com. My Facebook is facebook.com/BJHonky.
Yes.
But come and watch some improv. Improv is my heart and soul. That's the reason why I exist.
And I've told you, you know, I've got a little actress in the family.
Yeah.
So she's going to be couch surfing with you in about 10 years, probably.
She's going to have to.
You better take care of her.
I will.
Because we love her.
I'll take
good care of her out in L.A.
Will do.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Honky. We
love
you.
Love your guts, Kelly.
I love your guts. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Make your move home. Breaking these boobs off proper like. It's S-O-S-O-D-E-F dynamite. Humming a, coming up at you like Ralph K. And since this ain't no honeymoon, I'm here to stay. And the way we're coming at you, baby, we can't miss. There's a new tag team in town. Whoop Daddy.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Yo, this is I'm coming for the non-deuce. Another fat
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. I am a hometown girl, proud to be from JM Motors, who have been in business for 45 years now. Jerry and Heather own the business. If you are in the market for a new car, make sure you swing by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. They are located at 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois, just 10 minutes from the downtown arch. Their Facebook page always has their most current inventory. So if you're looking for a new car, head over to kellymano.com and I will link to their Facebook page for you. Just look for the JM Motors logo. It'll take you straight to their Facebook page. They specialize in pre-owned cars, but their lot is so big, it looks like a new car lot. And unlike the other places who have cheesy salesmen who will chase you down for your blood when you get out of your car, JM Motors has two salesmen only. They've been there for over 10 years, and they will treat you great. So if you get a chance, swing by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. Like Jody Watley, baby girl, I can have. You just let me quit this target. Yo, anyway, it's okay. You'll play some mine all night until the next day. All right, so we are back with the last segment of the Kelly Mano Radio Show. But Honky was just doing something disgusting with my pig and was just yelling something about a care package. So will you come over here real quick and use Becker's microphone?
I was just wondering if maybe some of the listeners might be interested in sending me a care package, because nothing makes you more excited than getting something.
What do you want in a care package?
Care.
But like candy?
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
Naked magazine, like, yeah. Nudie pics. Can you have porn in the Air Force?
Porn and gummy bears.
Porn and gummy bears.
I'm not going to answer that. Okay. I can't answer that. I don't know what I'm supposed to say at that point.
Okay.
I just know we can't have it displayed.
Oh, okay.
For our room inspection.
Okay. So if somebody wants to send you a care package, where do they send it?
To, and we'll have this up on KellyMano.com, but you can put it to attention.
Write this down, Gary.
Airman Lang, that's A-M-N, and my last name, which is Lang, L-A-N-G-E,
Airman,
my first name.
Seaman?
No, I'm in the Air Force.
Stop it. God.
My first name is
the
Gerald.
The wiener jokes are out of control today. We need more girls on the show.
This show is on the ball. Okay, here we go. First name, Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, middle initial J, Junior. The address is 3288 Corporal Johnson Road, Unit. 3545 Fort Sam Houston, Texas, 78234.
So if somebody wants to send you a care package,
yes. If they want to send something, yeah. I'm going to be there probably until March or so.
Okay.
So, and I'm living like college style.
So, okay. We'll send you some gummy bears. I promise.
Send your pig, Kelly!
Bye, Hockey. I love you. So, Becker, a couple weeks ago, I had my friend Donna on the show and my friend Charity. And so I think I was one who brought up that we should do a friend's trivia because I'm amazing at it and I mop the floor with everyone, just like I did with Donna and Charity.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Like, I ended the show and then I started getting all these emails from people, like, talking smack. They're like, dude, I'm coming to do friends trivia against you. And so my first contestant is Kaylee. Everybody say hi to Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee.
Say hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
You got to get used to that microphone before we're shouting out answers. Do you want to say hi to anybody at home listening? You've got like a million kids, so at least say hi to them.
I only have four.
Yeah,
not
like
a million. Brayden, Brenna, and Brooklyn.
Yes.
And Layla.
Yes. What about your fiance? You can say hi to him.
No.
He's, like, taking care of all the babies.
He is in the garage building. the kids are in there fending for themselves.
So you think that you can take me in friends trivia?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay. And so whoever loses has to donate $20 to the athletesforanimals.org fund, which is run by Kelly and David Backus. And so whoever loses is paying the $20 right now. We're going to jump on the website and do it. Now, Gary, you probably need to trade places with Becker.
Yes.
But Becker's going to keep score. Now, Kaylee, typically whenever we play this game, you shout out your favorite friends. Why are you guys wrecking everything?
We're drunk.
We're drunk from the gummy bears. All right. So, Gary, take a seat. So, who is your favorite character on Friends? Because I've already got Phoebe. She was good luck for me last week.
I want to be Rachel.
You want to be Rachel. So Gary's going to ask a question. How many questions do you have?
I have 15 questions.
Okay. And Becker's going to keep score. So I will yell out Phoebe if I know the answer. And you will yell out Rachel if you know the answer.
Got it.
All right. We're going to do this rapid fire style. Let me start the song back up. I'm getting nervous. Why am I nervous?
Because I do not think you will win. I have no faith today.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I wasn't nervous until I got in the car to come here, and then
yeah,
I was like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm in school having a final exam.
I know, right? All right, so I think we're ready. Kaylee, your microphone's up nice and loud, so you're going to yell out Rachel, and I'm going to yell out Phoebe.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to let Gary read the question. Becker, you ready to keep score?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go.
All right, what show was Joey the star on before Days of Our Lives?
Phoebe, Mac and Cheese?
That is correct.
Woo! Where's my bell? Damn it. I thought that came after. All right, we're ready.
It was actually before and after.
Here, Becker, I'm going to give you a bell to ding. When we get it right, you ding that bell. Every good radio show has a cheesy bell.
Of course.
Okay, question number two.
Question number two. Who was the action star shooting a movie with Marcel the Monkey that Monica and Rachel fought over going a date? Oh.
I hate the actor name questions because I don't know. Becker, do you know?
I never know the real name either.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That is correct.
Oh, Becker, give yourself a point. You're not even playing.
Joey's recliner had a name. What was it?
I don't know. Is this one of the hard ones?
I don't know this either.
Okay.
I don't know.
I told him to put a couple really hard ones in there.
All right. That was Rosita.
I was going to say Rosa. Okay. Oh, all right.
Okay.
How many times did Ross get married during the show?
Three times.
That is incorrect.
What?
Four?
That is incorrect.
Do you have a buzzer?
It's two because he and Rachel never got married on the show.
No, they did.
Yeah,
he was already married when the show started.
Oh, he was married to Carol.
You and your trick questions can shove it where the sun don't shine.
The very first episode was when he found out that she was a lesbian.
So, right. So currently I have one, Kaylee has zero, and Becker's got one random side point.
Okay. What were the name of Frank Jr.'s triplets that Phoebe gave birth to?
Phoebe.
Yes.
Frank Jr., Chandler, and... Frank Jr., Chandler. Dang it.
Was it Phoebe?
Becker?
Is that you had Chandler correct?
Yeah.
The other one was Leslie.
Yes.
And it was Frank Jr., Jr.
Frank Jr., Jr.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, yeah.
Name the designer which Rachel worked for as a buyer.
Phoebe, Ralph Lauren.
That's correct. Who was the barista at Central Perk that had a thing for Rachel?
Phoebe.
Okay.
Gunther.
Very good.
Make sure Kaylee can see your mouth talking.
Oh, I can hear him.
You okay? I'm just making sure I'm giving you a fair shot. So when I mop the floor with you, you don't. Okay.
No, it's completely fair.
Okay.
All right. What ordained minister married Chandler and Monica?
Phoebe.
Okay.
Joey.
Correct. What was Rachel wearing in the very first time she appeared on screen?
Phoebe.
You're not Phoebe.
Rachel.
Yes.
A wedding dress.
Very good.
Oh, nice of you to get on the board, Kaylee.
What was the name of Joey's talent agent?
Phoebe. Estelle.
That's correct. What supermodel played Joey's roommate/unrequited love interest for a few episodes?
Phoebe. It was either Elle McPherson or Heidi Klum. Elle McPherson.
That is correct. Okay. On the supermodel track, what supermodel gets trapped in an ATM vestibule with Chandler?
Oh, her name was Jill or something. Was it the one where they got caught in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
Becker raising his hand.
Jill Goodacre.
Very good.
Jill Goodacre.
This is Harry Connick Jr.
All right. Becker gets the point.
What is Phoebe's signature song?
Phoebe. Okay. Smelly Cat.
Okay. What Rock and Roll Hall of Famer did a duet of Smelly Cat with Phoebe on the show?
Oh, on the show?
Mm-hmm.
I know she just did it with Taylor Swift in concert, but I don't know. Do you guys know?
Mm-mm. Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders.
Okay. I remember that now.
And the last question, who played Rachel's sisters, Amy and Jill?
Phoebe.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoon.
Played.
Jill.
Okay.
And. Dang it, what was the other character's name?
Amy.
Do I get half a point?
You're not going to need it.
You're not going to need it, but okay.
You want to eat your words now, Gary?
Trust me. I'm chomping on them. I am.
Okay,
I'm chomping on them.
All right.
Christina Applegate was played Amy.
How did I miss that? Oh, Becker, what was the final score?
I've got 7.5-1, and I got 2. But
Kaylee, you are such a good sport for coming in. And I have to tell you, you got big balls to come in here and challenge me on this trivia.
But I did what I can.
You did. And, you know, you've got a job to do now, which is donate $20 to Athletes for Animals. And, yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep taking challengers. So, you know, if you want to challenge me in the Friends Trivia, Gary, can you authenticize that I do not see any of these questions? Tell me your process about bringing them in so I don't see them.
Oh, I put them straight to the side, all the way in the back corner. Yeah. Of her office.
Trust me, he wants me to lose. So, like, he does not do me any favors.
Oh, yeah. He seemed to be reveling in it.
Yeah.
Every time you paused and didn't know the answer right off.
Big time.
Oh, he loved it. All right, Kaylee, thank you for coming in. Do you have anybody else you want to say hi to?
I don't think so. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad I got to see you again because our boys played baseball together all summer and it's been a while. Becker, thank you for being my co-host.
Anytime.
Do you have anybody you want to say hi to besides your beautiful fiance and baby?
My two girls, Ashley and Audrey. God love them.
I know. I love them. I wish they could have came over, but I know it's, you know, baby schedule. Baby's got to stay on those schedules. Yep. So, you know, as always, if you like the show, share the show. I am offering a blues package of an autographed Steve Ott puck, an autographed Ryan Reeves photo, as well as a very personal written thingy from David Backus. I explained it earlier. All you have to do is share the show. Be like, hey, I love the Kelly Mano Show on Facebook, and use the hashtag the Kelly Mano Show so I can find you. And I've got a surprise for you guys. None of you even know this.
Really?
I have a bonus show coming this week. Oh. And it's already been recorded. It is. I teased a couple weeks ago that I was going to do a very personal show. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys what happened because I want people to listen. You know, I got to stop this music real quick. So I was raised in a haunted house. There was a man murdered in my house before we moved in. And it is something that we grew up with for a long, long time. And I always wanted to do a show about it. And I finally did. So I brought my family in and we go deep into some things that happen. So especially if you're into like the paranormal kind of stuff and you want to hear some crazy stuff, I don't know what day I'm going to put it up this week. It's going to be one day later this week that I am just going to, you know, pop on Facebook and say, surprise, there's an extra Kelly Mano show this week. And then Facebook will hide it like a bunch of assholes. Maybe I should have a code word. Like, if you see me post on Facebook, the unicorn has landed, that means that there's a new Kelly Mano show up right now. You got it?
But there's supposed to be a new unicorn emoji on
I know. Has the iOS
so
9 came out yet?
Yes, not it's out. Want to
there's
do
a taco
the unicorn.
And a burrito.
A taco. And there's a middle finger.
Yes.
No. It's not on mine.
You haven't downloaded it yet, probably.
Yes, I have. I've done all the downloads. It's not there.
Somebody else said the middle finger. Do you have the middle finger?
I have the middle finger. I can send it to you right now.
What?
That's how they get you.
Kaylee, they censored yours.
That is such bullshit.
They're like, you're a mother. You don't need a middle finger.
I do, though.
We need them the most. So thank you for listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. If you like the show, share the show, and I'll love you forever. Bonus show later in the week. It'll be a little different than normal, but then we will be back next Monday morning with a brand new, fun, crazy Kelly Mano Radio Show. Everybody say bye!
Bye!
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come. You gotta give me love and you gotta give me some.
You gotta give me love and you gotta give me some.
The Kelly Mano Show.